Good evening, everybody, and welcome to a quick version of the Damien G Show. As always, you can find me on social media at Damien G Show on Twitter as well as IG. Find me at Coach Damien G on Facebook. And this is brought to you in part by Anchor.fm Free Play Arcade. And the thoughts and expressive tones that I use on the show do not reflect those I work with. These are my thoughts only and do not reflect those of either Big Gold Belt Media, Anchor.fm, or Free Play Arcade. So now that I got all that good stuff out of the way, I just want to let people know sometimes, just sometimes, you have to make a choice between your wallet and your principles. Now, don't get me wrong. As a kid who grew up homeless and poor and all that good stuff, I never really once thought about the wallet except just to get my basic needs fixed and just taken care of. But as I got older and I was around people who were making six figures or thereabouts, or even a little bit more than six figures, as I do know one millionaire right now, which is weird that I would actually be close to a millionaire, duh. Sometimes not even pride. It's more of a, you draw a line in the sand where you just say, nah, I'm good. And for me personally, today was one of those moments. Now, I can tell you about a quick story that was something similar. Long story short, I had someone reach out to me. They heard my stuff. They were recommended by somebody who I know and respect. And I don't blame this person for the recommendation or for the referral. I actually appreciate that they thought of me to work with this person and this organization to do some broadcast work for them. And the topic they wanted me to talk about, on the surface, may not seem like a big deal, especially for someone like me who kind of likes to jump into these deep thought, free thought, conversational points. But just something didn't seem right. Something just rubbed me the wrong way. And if 2019 taught me anything a couple of years ago, it is to always trust your gut instinct when it comes to someone who seems as if they're selling you a bag of crap. And even though it seems too good to be true, it still smells and tastes like a bag of crap. See, I learned my lesson a couple of years ago. I was hired by an agency. On paper, seems like they had it all together. Seems their marketing pitch to me was great. They pretty much sniped me from another organization because they offered me more money and they offered me a little bit more benefits than what I was going to get, as well as the infamous, I don't have to pick up and move to another area from where I was. Add to that a small wrinkle of being in a relationship with someone who did not want to move. Again, I know how to pick them some days, I tell you. But the reason why I'm bringing up the story was, it looked like a duck, it smelled like a duck. To quote Stephen A. Smith, it wasn't a gosh darn mongoose. It was a smelly old duck. And within a couple of months of working with this organization, not even, maybe the first week and a half, I knew something was up. Smelled wrong, felt wrong, would go to bed, wake up stressed. 3 months in, wasn't for me. Glad I was not a part of that agency much longer after that. Fast forward to today, January 21st, 2021. We've already been off to a great start here in 2021, let me tell you. But I got an email, like I said, and I debated talking about this. They sent payment. This is how it works. Someone contacts me. We discuss the topic. We discuss what I would be working for. My friend who works in radio types up pretty much an agreement that the sponsor will either send me money or we work out something. And that's kind of how I get my gigs. And I will provide a service. They will provide money and or other things. And thusly, we're in business together, because that is the beauty of being a professional broadcaster with years of experience, is that you can leverage these kinds of things. So I thought about it long and hard. And then I realized I got the same feeling from this person and this organization, the more I kept going back and forth about it, like I did back in 2019. And what I learned in 2019, I now realize today I made the right choice, was to trust my gut, and if something didn't feel right, to not do it. And I sent the money back. I literally refunded their money. I refunded their payment, and I said, thank you, but no thank you. Because if there's anything that I am, I'm legitimately honest when it comes to my dealings professionally. Some people might call me a jerk in other facets of my life, and that's fine. But when it comes to this work behind this little microphone here, I'm a man of high character, and I refuse to sell my character out just because you're trying to pay me to do a job. It's not the first time this has happened. It's not the last time this will happen, but it's just something that really kind of stands out to me as just, huh, this happened. Okay. And don't get me wrong, maybe deep down inside, the person behind the organization might not be decent. The organization itself might be okay, but this just felt wrong. It felt dirty. It felt grimy. And I'm sure a lot of other people have had business dealings that have that same situation where it just doesn't, it's not kosher, man. And in my case, it wasn't. Again, not the first time, nor the last, but I digress. The actual reason I wanted to have this conversation was because I talked yesterday about a bit of a financial divide or a wealth inequality at parts of North Dallas, and then when I walk to work. So a lot of people who don't know this, okay, the pandemic hit me hard in terms of conventional work. Damon G Coaching did its thing. I made a small profit. Hooray to Damien. But for those that don't know, this week I actually returned back to quote-unquote conventional work. Some contract work, but conventional work nonetheless. So every day I take the train, and we all know that's adventurous based on yesterday's show. I take it, and then I transfer to a bus, take it about 4 stops, and then I walk about 10, 12 minutes. Now, in reality, I could probably take an Uber and it would be about a 6-minute drive to get from work to home or home to work and whatever the case may be. But there's certain things about being a commuter. It leads me to spend a little bit more time just tuning into like things around me. I get to see some scenery. So whenever I get off the bus and I start my walk, I literally go from walking through a rough part of North Dallas, and not rough as in I'm afraid for my life, it just doesn't look picturesque. I cross the street, I cross the divider, and poof, I have been transported to a magical land of mansions and beautiful homes and a moat. Like I said yesterday, it seems as if this one house has a moat. Gated fences, a private police force. But here's the thing that cracked me up about it today when I was walking, and it was raining here in North Dallas. So when it rains and it's a little warm, it feels a little muggy. So I'm walking and I'm enjoying myself. Somewhere along the line, I just looked up and I appreciated the fact that the rain was hitting the architecture. And it was straight out of a movie, you know, when you're just out there looking at it and the water's just cascading. It was beautiful to look at. But the reason I'm bringing this up was because, you know how yesterday I said, hey, when the crazy naked man was crying and sobbing and I didn't even bat an eyelash? I'm sure the people that are in this one affluent neighborhood probably see, they don't see what I see. They don't see the stonework or the artwork that went into their home being made. They don't see that they're living in a mansion as in, this is a beautiful home, this is, holy crap, this is amazing. They probably just look at it as if it's just a Tuesday. And my perspective is to kind of just revel in it and say, this is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life. And maybe that's just because, again, for those who know me, know my story and know what it's like to have literal nothing, to live on the street, to live on the proverbial bench or in the literal cardboard box, as it were. But I'm in awe of this stuff, and I realize something. Why am I in awe of it? I'm in awe of the artwork, sure, but did I crave it? Do I want it? Do I want to be in that kind of home? No, I don't. I just appreciate it. For one, what the hell am I going to do with a moat? Right? Me, a moat. Cobblestones look cool. Spillways look great. A koi pond out there. All right, I'll give it to you. The private police force, I think, is the one thing that kind of caught me off guard. It leads me to think I'm not going to walk through that neighborhood at night on the off chance I get accused. Not saying I would, just saying it's a possibility. But how many of you out there have ever been in a situation where you are just so taken aback by it, and then you get the reverse, it was Tuesday, like Bison said, like I said in yesterday's show, where you just see things where you normalize it and someone else finds it captivating. For instance, I had an ex-girlfriend who loves New York bodegas. For some odd reason, she loves New York bodegas. I don't know why. She's not a native New Yorker, but every time she would go with me to New York, she'd be in love with it. Whereas for me, that was my normal. Meanwhile, Damien moves here to Dallas, Texas. I go to, not Whole Foods, I go to Central Market, which I guess is a bigger version of Whole Foods. And I'm blown away by the fact that there's 7 versions of an apple. You know? There's these people giving out the free samples, you know, like at Costco, but just nicer. More ritzy is the word I'm looking for. And I know it's not the perfect word, but that is the word I'm going to use. Refined. And for me, I'm blowing my lid here thinking this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And if you, here's a good date advice for anyone who wants to date me. Let's go to like a market or some sort of food dispensary and just revel in it. Again, Central Market just blew my mind. And I loved every minute of it. But to my ex, it was like Saturday. It was no big deal. And she loved the fact that I thought it was amazing. Now, conceptually, we would argue about wastefulness versus saving and that. But that's a different story for another show. All in all, the whole point of me talking about all this is that you'd be amazed when you shift your perspective to things you've never experienced, and to you, they are mind-blowingly awesome. But to some people, it's just Tuesday. Which I know I'm using that a lot, because that's probably going to be the title of my book, if and when it's ever written. It happened on a Tuesday would be the title of my book, because so many things that has occurred in my life that some people would say are crazy, random, traumatic, weird, odd, whoa. These are just phrases people have barked at me. And for me, they all just seem to happen on the most nondescript days. For me, they were normalized. And I love using that phrase, and I thank Raul Julia, the late Raul Julia, for that. It was Tuesday, like he was some sort of godfather playing the portrayal of the character Bison from Street Fighter. But I wanted to get that off my chest. Number one, just because of the earlier incident about the sponsor. And then today on my walk, just realizing people live their lives sometimes very unaware of what they have. I'm not saying they're not grateful for it. I'm not saying there is no modicum of gratitude. Just some of us take things for granted because they're just there. 2020 taught me not to do that. Even though I wasn't doing much of it, 2020 really showed me, don't take things for granted. This microphone I don't take for granted. This recording equipment I have, I don't take for granted. The fact that I can pay my rent is something I don't take for granted. I just want to let you all know that I don't take you all for granted. I know I have a responsibility. And in this new gig that I have a responsibility for the people I work with, the population I'm with working, and the people I'm training and hopefully training to be the best versions of themselves. That's my responsibility as a role model in the human services field. I always say, y'all can keep that paperwork. Give me the person-to-person interaction. And that's when my zone of genius takes over. And today I can say I was exhausted and I still had fun. Funny how that works. Having fun at work. Conventional work at that. Maybe one day I'll just go back to being a coach full-time. Maybe one day I'll go back to being a broadcaster full-time. But for right now, in this very moment, doing what I do for nonprofits is fulfilling, especially if I get to work with the population that needs my help, be it social workers, be it counselors, be it programmers for programming purposes, be it the populations of youth and families. That's where I'm needed. That's where I go. And where I go now is I go to bed because I'm tired and I only slept about 4.5 hours last night. Shout out to Game Tracks and Coach Girl Friday for dragging my self to IHOP yesterday at 1 a.m. and me having one of the best chicken burgers I've had in a long time. Some chocolate chip pancakes. I can talk, I promise. That were rather delicious. Go ahead, IHOP. Go ahead. But as always, y'all, thank you so much for listening. These little things are like a Damianistic journal. I like talking about it. And some of you really like that I talk about it because shout out to my friend Rich back home. He says this show, these little snippets that I do, it's almost as if he's living my life with me. I may not talk to people on the phone all the time, but at the same token, they can at least hear my voice and find out what I'm thinking and what's going on. And that makes me happy. But alas, my friends, it is time for me to go to bed. I am Damian G. This is the Damian G Show. Find me on all your socials at Damian G Show. And I will catch you next time. And remember, kids, mask up, be safe, don't be a jackass, don't be a dick, and we're all going to navigate this thing called life together. Love ya. Without you, there is no us.